Exclusive: Representative Andy Biggs demands hearing over J6 political prisoners' egregious mistreatment. By Wendell Hasebo on January 4, 2022. Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus Andy Biggs, Arauz, and 20 Republican representatives on Tuesday demanded a congressional hearing over the reported mistreatment of January 6 political prisoners being held by the D.C. Department of Corrections, Breitbart News has exclusively learned. In a letter addressed to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, and House Oversight and Reform Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney, DNY, Biggs insisted their committees must conduct hearings on the political prisoners' alleged mistreatment amid reports of civil rights violations. The defendants are being held in solitary confinement for extended periods of time, and there are numerous credible reports that they are being denied access to legal counsel and face retaliation for a meeting with legal counsel. They are being denied medical care, including one defendant who was denied treatment for non-Hodgkin's. This is a disgusting abuse of power and a clear violation of their civil rights. The letter also says the treatment of the political prisoners has been so egregious that Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, the ACLU, and U.S. District Judge Royce C. Lamberth have spoken against it. The allegations of mistreatment are extremely troubling and deserve Congress attention, the letter concluded. Your committees must immediately hold hearings to investigate the allegations. The letter was co-signed by 20 Republican members, some of whom aired their concerns the justice system is abusing its authority. Reports of the abusive treatment of prisoners and gross violations of their constitutional rights are extremely disturbing and demand immediate investigation, co-signer Representative Bill Posey, RFL, told Breitbart News. Congress must hold hearings to ensure transparency and accountability. Representative Barry Moore, RL, told Breitbart News the American justice system is predicated on the presumption of innocence. Regardless of the charges an incarcerated person faces, correctional authorities should respect and uphold their civil rights and protect their health and safety. In this country, they have the presumption of innocence, he said. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, pointed out to Breitbart News that the prisoners have not yet faced trial, while Black Lives Matter and Antifa domestic terrorists were allowed far better treatment. The atrocious and inhumane conditions for pretrial detainees at the D.C. Gulag are a clear example of the two-tiered justice system in America, the firebrand said. BLM, Antifa domestic terrorists are allowed to walk free after burning down our cities with violent riots, but suspected J6 defendants are subjected to worse treatment than convicted terrorists in Gitmo. The 20 co-signers are Representative Jay Perry, Army, Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC, Representative Barry Moore, RL, Representative Andy Harris, RMD, Representative Randy Weber, RTX, Representative Bill Posey, RFL, Representative Russ Fulcher, RID, Representative Matt Rosendale, RMO, Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, Representative Mary Miller, REL, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Representative Jody Isay, RGA, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, Representative Debbie Lesko, RAZ, Representative Bob Good, RVA, Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, Representative Michael Cloud, RTX, and Representative Clay Higgins, RLA. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.